from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. Let's begin in Sacramento, where one of the most competitive congressional races in the state is taking place. It's between Democratic Congressman Ami Bera and Republican Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones. The two debated, as the California Report's Guy Marzorati tells us.
The debate for the 7th District seat played out as a microcosm of recent presidential debates. Jones was grilled over allegations of sexual harassment, but quickly put Bera on the defensive over an elections fraud case that will send Bera's father to prison.
Usually the person who commits the crime receives the benefit of the crime. And here, the person who committed the crime is going to prison, and the only person to receive a benefit was Congressman Bera by getting elected to two terms.
Bera's strongest moment came when he criticized Jones for dropping his support of Donald Trump only after the recent release of a lewd video.
So when he was insulting Gold Star families, a family that lost their son protecting our country, that wasn't enough. When he was making fun of disabled people, that wasn't enough.
Bera is one of the few vulnerable Democrats in the state's congressional delegation, in a district where Democrats hold a 5-point registration advantage. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Now, those candidates Guy was telling us about are running in a diverse congressional district. About 8% of the people who live there are Black, 17% are Latino, and about 12.5% are Asian American. Statewide, Asian Americans make up about 15% of the population. Yet this group of influential voters is often ignored by polls. Christina Uribe is the state director of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center. The liberal-leaning group polled more than 1,800 Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Filipino voters this spring and summer. And Uribe says this group wants to know specifically about the issues around ballot initiatives.
Why they see ballot initiatives in many ways as more impactful. Overwhelmingly, though, they're not hearing about ballot measures.
Well, we can give the people what they want and talk about ballot measures, specifically Proposition 63. It is a gun control measure, or should I say a bullet control measure? Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk explains.
Bob Weiss first learned something was wrong when his phone rang late on the night of May 23rd, 2014.
We got a call from one of the sorority sisters up in Santa Barbara.
The caller was a friend of Weiss's 19-year-old daughter, Veronica.
And she said there's been some gunfire up here and some people might have been injured.
She asked if Bob and his wife, Colleen, had heard from their daughter. They hadn't. So the couple got in their car and drove the 70 miles north to UC Santa Barbara, where Veronica was about to finish her freshman year.
At that point, I wanted to believe the best, and Colleen was already sensing that sixth sense that mothers have, maybe, that something was terribly wrong.
Tragically, their beloved daughter, along with five other UCSB students, was brutally murdered by a mentally disturbed former City College student who had bought three guns legally. Weiss is now campaigning for Proposition 63, a ballot measure that seeks to tighten gun and ammunition laws in California. It would require background checks for buyers and sellers of ammunition and allow law enforcement to track who is purchasing which types of bullets. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom authored Prop 63 and says it will let the state crack down on the most dangerous gun users who account for the most deaths, people who have illegal guns but can legally buy ammunition at any store.
These are the people that are involved in the overwhelming majority of homicides in inner cities.
Prop 63 has a raft of other provisions, including requiring people to report to police when a gun is lost or stolen, and fully banning magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of bullets. According to Julie Lefwich of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, the most important piece of Prop 63 is the part that will ensure felons give up their firearms.
Because we currently have no clear, verifiable process to get guns out of the hands of newly convicted felons.
That provision would require someone convicted of a felony to prove to a court before their sentence that they no longer have a gun, either by handing it into law enforcement or selling it to a licensed buyer like a gun store. Currently, there are an estimated 34,000 guns in the hands of people who became felons after buying guns. But gun enthusiasts think the entire ballot measure is an infringement on their Second Amendment rights. Craig DeLuze is a lobbyist for the Firearms Policy Coalition in Sacramento.
Most of the provisions in this bill do not affect
anyone who's been convicted of a crime. It does not affect terrorists. It does not affect potential mass shooters. It does not affect criminals. It only affects law-abiding citizens.
At the Jackson Arms shooting range in South San Francisco, longtime recreational shooter James Cloud says the ballot measure will just make things more expensive for law-abiding gun owners.
You could go through easily 1,000 rounds in one day, easily. Normally you would buy it online because the stores are too expensive.
Cloud says there's no need to require gun owners to report the theft of firearms because any responsible gun owner would already do that. But Newsom notes that 11 other states already require this. Laws, he says, make it harder for gun traffickers. In general, he says,
California's gun safety laws work. Since 1993 to 2013, the latest stats we have, we've seen a 56% decline in the gun murder rate. It's declined at twice the national average.
Some of Prop 63's provisions were included in legislation signed by Governor Jerry Brown this summer. But Newsom says Prop 63 is stronger and that it's important for voters to weigh in. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Be sure to check out our ballot guide explaining all 17 of California's statewide propositions. It's at kqed.org/election.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This has been the California Report for Wednesday, October 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio.